For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
And hey, brother.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. What have you got for me?
You sound open for a chat.
Yeah, so I'm open. I'm open.
This is the never-ending story of the bet with Ed Curno that just keeps on giving. Quick recap, please.
Yeah, so look, Ed Curno comes into the studio every Wednesday, all thanks to Metro, the absolute legends.
Woo!
And a few weeks ago, we placed a bet.
Yep.
Swans versus Cats.
His brother Charlie plays for the Swans, so he's got a lot of love for them. Mm-hmm. You've barracked for Geelong since the moment you moved to Geelong 8 months ago.
Yep.
You're very passionate, mm-hmm. and you have quickly assumed the role of most Cats supporters as very smug and we're the best. When winners are grinners.
Yeah, it feels good. And that's exactly what happened, is that the Cats won and it felt good. And Ed Curno, as we agreed on the show, Ed Curno had to do a presser saying how much he loved the Cats.
Yeah, and he spoke beautifully. And he's very, sometimes, he just marches to the beat of his own drum, doesn't
he? He certainly does.
If the Swans won, you were going to have to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a lot on the line, but the Swans didn't win. The Cats won.
Mm-hmm.
He did the press conference, confessed his love for the football club wearing a Cats guernsey. After that, last week, the Cats were playing the Blues at the MCG, and this was said. Now, Dave, I thought, I don't know, like, you seem like a gambling woman. This Friday, so the Cats are playing again. They're against the Blues, who Ed used to play for. Double or
Cordy
nothing.
Outfit.
Double or nothing.
The Blues are flying. I reckon the Blues are more likely to win this week than the Swans were. They're going to struggle. Davo, they'll struggle. They don't like driving.
I'm pretty confident.
Oh, what I'm saying is I'm happy to double down, Davo.
Oh, interesting.
Well, let's see what we can do off here. Ed Curno, you're a great sport. Bit lippy, but a great sport.
Now, look, based on that chat and that chat only, Ed Curno has got it in his brain that I, now tomorrow, have to do a presser. Yeah. I don't know what about, but has to do a presser.
I think it would be along the lines of, like, admitting that Carlton is officially now Geelong's bogey team. I think they've won 4 out of the last 5 times against the Cats, especially, like, the Blues have been bad for a long time now. He says he was ready to double down. You said, interesting, you said, I'm very confident. There was a part in there where you said, I'm very confident, and referring to the Cats.
Now, look, we didn't come up with any terms of this agreement. We didn't come up with any actual handshake. No. This is what's happening. And I just don't think, look, I'm not being a bad sport here. If you think after hearing that audio that I have agreed to do a presser, then I will do that. But I cannot hear at all in that bit of audio that I've said yes to that, or that we'll go ahead and do that this Wednesday. And I'm not being a bad sport. I'll do it if I have to. But I don't think I have to. Based on that audio, there's no freaking way.
You've had a bit of a day today, haven't you? Trying to talk to me about why you think it's not fair and right that you would have to speak poorly about the Cats and pump up the Blues tires. And I've said every word you say makes me want you to do it more. If you said nothing, I'd be like, oh, let's see what happens.
Yeah,
but you don't want it so bad. I think you're scared.
It's not that I'm scared, mate. I just don't think I'm a fair woman. And I think if it's fair, then I will do it. But listen to that audio. There's not one thing in there saying, well, Davo, if they win, if the Cats lose, you're going to have to get over here and do a presser. And I've said, yes, Ed Curno, I will do that.
I don't know. He said, I'm happy to double down. You said, I'm very confident. There was some implication. I agree with what you're saying.
You heard the audio.
I agree with you and I agree with Ed. So when it comes to a stalemate like that, we have to go to the people that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
On 52232955, should Davo sing for her supper and do a press conference, just admitting that, and I'm not going to make you say that the Blues are the best team of all, because no one will believe that in the history of ever.
Yeah, nice.
But it would just be, you'd have to essentially say, confirm as a Cats fan, don't interrupt me, because I can see you want to, essentially saying Carlton are officially the Cats bogey team, and we're scared now. We have to officially be scared as Geelong fans when we come up against the Blues.
And once again, the punishment is not the issue here. I just don't think I have agreed to do that, and I don't think I should have to.
Well, it's not up to you. It's not up to me. It's not up to Ed Curno. It can't be up to Ed Curno,
because
this show would be in full chaos. 52232955. Should Davo officially do a press conference confirming Carlton being Geelong's bogey team? You can be the deciding vote. 5-2. She's not happy. 5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. Bit of fun. I know you'll smash that out of the park, but it's not up to me. It's definitely not up to Ed Curnow. It's not up to you. I think there's enough. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and well, I agree with a bit of what Ed's saying.
What I'm saying, though, is I don't think, like, I just think that it's not to do with the punishment. The punishment, I would suck up. Absolutely. I'll do it, right? I just don't think I agreed to it. No, I know I didn't agree to it. And that is why this is all so awful and not okay. And it's not fair. It's unjust. So we've gone to the phones to find out whether this is something. We need a decider here because obviously I'm not budging.
No, you're not budging. Ed's not budging. I feel like I love you, mate, as a someone I work with and as a friend. And it's hard seeing you go through this. But Ed's pretty cool. And he has heaps of cafes. So I want to keep that relationship strong. Check out the Fives in Bellbrae. So the first person to call through, someone representing the people, they were going to decide if you had to pull through with this bet, alleged bet. And we don't know what Marley from St. Albans Park is about to say. Good afternoon, Marley.
Good afternoon.
Now, you're in a very powerful position here. And Davo's a bit worried. I have no idea what's about to happen. Neither does Davo. You really hold the keys to this. Before you tell us what you think should happen, who do you barrack for?
Oh, she's not going to like this one.
Oh, no.
Carlton.
Marley. You witch. What are you doing?
This is not the Marley and me I remember.
But okay. So, Marley, I just...
You can have one statement to Marley before she makes her decision.
Well, Marley, I just want to ask, did you hear the audio?
Yes. Yes, I did.
So you heard the terms of agreement around this situation, right? Now, putting...
There was lack of terms around the agreement.
And putting your bias aside... if you were to base it on that audio and that audio alone... I think it's only fair that I don't have to do it.
But like that, maybe. Mm. But
sound like a reasonable person. And gorgeous.
Just been we seem to be Geelong's kryptonite, and it would just happen to be something that you may have to do.
So, Marley, you, as the representative of the people, have decided that Davo will do... a press conference admitting officially that the Blues are the Cats bogey team tomorrow live on the show.
Yeah, look, my justification is we'll probably never win a grand final, but beating Geelong is like our grand final and we should be great.
Yeah, you got to admit, like, this isn't in the scale of fans. You are really...
Like, you sound like such a nice person.
But like crazy.
Yeah, well, Marley, you've made the choice... And I've just realised that I will cop a lot of this over the next 40 minutes before I'm out of here. So maybe there's been a bad choice.
Yeah, I like you sound like the best chick ever. I'm not going to lie, Marley. And we love you for listening. We love you for calling. But you've made an enemy in me.
Yeah, maybe you should screen and check which footy teams we go for first.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Tim, I'm getting nervous. Things are getting out of control right here in Australia. And... over in Perth, something historical has taken place over the last week. Just take a listen to this.
Meet Jay, the newest competitor in this year's HBF Run for a Reason. Controlled with a remote, it took the robot just over an hour to walk 3 kilometres, raising funds for the Perth Children's Hospital Foundation.
We think this is the first community event that has had a robot in it in Australia.
Did you hear that?
I think this is the first community event that has had a robot in it in Australia.
The first community event that has had a robot involved in it in Australia.
Yeah, now, we've seen that Chinese half marathon.
Yeah.
Where that robot just like beat the world record by like,
pelted
like
them.
7 minutes or 27 minutes or something. And we've always like, because the whole thing with robots and humanoids is they're always going to be smart, right? Because it's AI. And then they went and made them fast.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken about this at length. Why are you making something so smart so fast? Yep. And then they were like, you know what? While we're at it, let's give them faith. Some of them are Buddhists. Some of them are starting to go to other religions. So they're very smart, very fast.
Yep.
They believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite strong. I feel like at base level, like they're strong because they're made out of metal and stuff. And people just keep kicking them.
Correct.
And now they're involved in Australia and community events.
Well, this is what I'm concerned about. As often these stories we've been speaking about have been overseas. We do often talk about Frank from the future. A robot lives up in Melbourne.
Frank, reply to our DMs.
We want to meet you. We need to know what's going on. We want to have a sus.
Yep, we're
going to
show, the plan is show Frank from the future around Geelong, do a really welcoming trip, take him on the carousel, big sky wheel, show him all like the best foods and stuff.
Of course.
And then be like, oh, hey, obviously like when everything hits the fan and you turn and like AI and robots, like in every robot movie ever, just know the people of Geelong, like we're good.
Remember so just, the kindness.
Yeah, just steer clear.
So obviously like this news story, they're like, hey, this robot's done this race and he did take his time. So it was like an hour for 3 kilometres. So this one isn't fast just yet.
Just yet.
Just yet, of course. He's going to get upgrades as we do and then he'll end up getting speedy like the one over in Beijing. But this, this news story, which I don't have a snippet of, but basically they've gone through this. They've said this is the first one through the event. They're celebrating this robot doing this. And then they transition into, and you know what else we can make him do? Dance. They're making him do the Macarena. They're making him do whatever dance they can think of. He's doing the nut bush out there. And this is where it gets tricky because, one, we're celebrating the robots. The robots are being celebrated. We're like, you know, great, he's part of this community event. And then we're immediately going into making fun.
Flawlessly, I imagine, as well.
I've told you, this is their origin story. This is where it all begins, when we're laughing in their faces. Yeah. And then it's going to turn.
And the problem is, and I'm happy to out someone at this workplace that mentioned this today to our faces, and you and I weren't happy. She was just in here testing our news knowledge. Mm-hmm. Ava from the newsroom, I'm sorry to throw you under the bus with this one. She said if she saw a robot humanoid, she'd want to kick it.
Nah. We can't. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop laughing. We've got to stop kicking. We've got to stop making fun of these things.
Just stop. Pull the plug.
Anyway, I'm worried.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Let's chat about when you're in your car and there's a pedestrian crossing, or like you're going to turn left or right at the intersection, and like, you know how like the little grey man goes first and then you give way to pedestrians?
Of course.
So I had a moment last week and I didn't mean to do this. It just kind of happened and I think I will continue to do this moving forward. So I was trying to turn left onto Moorabool Street and like 4 or 5 people had already walked. So I'm waiting and then some guy, the little red man had started flashing, but he kind of looked at me and I was like, I gestured at him and I waved him through. I was like, nah, it's all right. Like, there's no one behind me. You go.
Yeah,
I don't want you to miss out.
Like a bit of Ella Langley. Come on, baby.
Yeah, come on, baby. You go. And so when you wave someone through, like, how do you do it?
I think I'd usually, like, say hands on steering wheel and then all 4 fingers up. Like a little,
just
a little wave. Like, off you go and a little nod and a little encouraging head nod.
Would you ever do, like, hold your hand and like wave them, like, all right, now you go.
Like, with your arm up and you're waving someone in.
You go, like, yeah, you go.
Come on. No. I wouldn't do that. Okay. I think it's just a hand up, a little gesture. I'm here, I'm waiting.
So normally in the past, I probably would have done like a full hand palm open and like, come on, like what? It's like when you go, like, come on, yeah, you go. But I, for some reason, one finger, like, you go.
Oh no.
You go.
You did the come hither.
Yeah, a bit of single finger.
Yeah.
Single finger. It's hard to say.
Single finger.
Bit of you go. And he kind of was like, oh, yeah, all right. I could tell that there was something there.
Did you point at him first? Did you point at him then? You. And then the little come hither?
Come hither. And I think we should all use the come hither to let pedestrians know that they can go. Because I think it's more fun than just waving or just like pointing, going like, you go, no. Like a head nod sometimes, you just go, yeah.
I'd worry, depending on the person, if I did a come hither from my steering wheel, they'd come and sit in my passenger seat, mate. You've got to be so careful.
Well, I know your central locking doesn't work, so that's a bit of a worry. What if you did like you point at them and you go,
you.
Over there. You tell them where to go, like you're directing traffic.
I like that better. Yeah. I do like that better. I think the come hither has to go. I couldn't say that either.
No, but it was like, it's like, it's not come hither to me. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. You go.
But I think you've got intense eyes as well, Tim. So if you didn't have sunglasses on, you could have been looking this man down.
Up and down.
Up and down with your little come hither finger.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. It's. I think that's an intimate approach to it.
I think it's way more fun because it creates an energy, and Geelong needs energy. You know,
if I was at my desk, right, and I'm doing some work, and I've looked over at you and needed you to come over to my desk, and I've given you the come hither finger, you're not going to appreciate.
But
that.
I'm not in my car. You know, I think it's a car only.
It's a car only. So there's a full barrier. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, all right, come on, you go, you go, and I think that is an exciting way to shake up what has now become boring and stale of a way to indicate to someone, no, you can go. And I want to do on 52232955. How should we wave them through? Is it a come hither? Is it a full hand? Is it a wave? Is it a point? Flash your lights.
Oh, thank God you said lights.
Is it like a, like you get a, like you pull, like imaginary lasso and you.
Ooh, a lasso. I like a lasso.
How, as a community here in Geelong, should we wave through pedestrians? There's some great options. If you've got one that you like to do that we haven't discussed right now, we'd love to hear that. But I'm thinking the come hither with the single finger is leading the charge right now, just off energy of this conversation alone.
Really?
I didn't know I was going to do this, but I was turning onto Moorabool Street last week and I come hithered a man.
Come hithered. The index finger.
Yep. You go.
Get over here.
No, not over here.
No, sorry.
You cross the road. Yeah, come on. Come on. It's like a, come on.
See, but this is where it can get complicated, Tim, because it does give a little bit of get over here, sunshine.
Well, we do, I think you mentioned it before, a bit of Ella Langley. That song, Choosing Sex.
Texas? Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. Right at the end, with 20 seconds ago, she says, come on, baby. And you and I give it the old big arm. Like,
yeah.
Come on, baby. But
right from the shoulder.
Yeah. Do you think that's a way, like a big, big gesture? Like, come on, you
I mean,
go.
You're going for extremes here. Like, why don't you just put your palm up and say g'day?
But the palm up seems like it could be, wait, no. I'm going. Because that's the gesture. Hand up is the universal gesture for stop.
I know, but no, you say that, but it's the encouraging like head and nod with it. Whereas I think this is also part of your come hither. When you're winking and licking your lips at the same time, the man doesn't know the cross the road.
Well, he did ask to get in your passenger seat. But I think the come hither is the new way forward. And I think we're going to be seeing heaps of people come hithering across Geelong in no time.
Interesting.
Lily in Leopold. What do you reckon? How should you wave through people? Do you want to come hither or like what are you thinking?
Tim, first of all, you are not a weapon of Jay. That's a crazy thing to say.
Fair. What do you think about these gestures?
You can't be come hithering people at the lights. Let them cross in peace.
Well, no, because he was hesitating on Moorabool Street. The corner of that intersection of Moorabool and Mallop is busy, and he'd kind of missed it. But I was trying to be polite, and he was like, do I go? And I was like, come hither, your turn, sir. A bit of, like, I didn't know I was going to do it, but, you know, I think it was exciting for him. He gave me a smile.
I'm sure. Wink as well.
So you're not, how would you wait?
And how long have you been together?
That's how I met my wife. literally... How do you wave pedestrians through?
How everyone other than you does, Tim.
Yeah.
And
with the palm, with the swipe.
Palm swipe. So it's like a big open gesture, like, come on, baby, Ella Langley, choosing sexes.
I guess. It's easy, it's universal, there's no creepiness. No one's getting in my car because I've come hither.
Can I just ask, Lily, if someone was to come hither you when you were about to cross the road, how would that make you feel?
Not good, Davo. Right.
Well,
not good.
Maybe someone's not doing it right.
It's Tim and Davo.
So this viral internet sensation bloke from the UK, his name's Big John. And
great
he's
name.
Set a brand new Guinness World Record by memorising and reciting 4 Chinese takeaway items in just 30 seconds.
Whoa.
This is one of those things where I'm always like, why do we need a Guinness World Record of this?
But that's the thing. Like, we all had the book in our school library, and it was the best book.
Huge.
You'd race to it and you'd be like, you'd always see that girl with the big eyes, that woman with the long fingernails, and that'd be fun. And then someone went, well, there can be a world record for anything now. And, you know, people just have a go. I don't know if I've ever gone for a world record. Normally it's a radio show 101 situation, but reciting and memorizing a menu to say back in a 30-second period is crazy.
What record do you think you could break? Because I think like you've got some biscuits in your up your sleeve that I reckon you could
smash.
The
most amount of Tim Tams in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said, I reckon you can fit eight so far. So
you said six yesterday. Oh. So what's giving you the confidence for me to jam two more in there?
I don't know. I just see that grin on you and I just reckon you can get another two in there, brother.
So he's done well, this yeah. bloke?
He has. I have the audio here. Take a listen.
So. Egg fried rice, chicken fried rice, pork fried rice, special fried rice, Singapore fried rice, Singapore rice noodle, plain charming, chicken charming, pork charming, beef charming, chicken balls, prawn balls, pork balls, sweet and sour chicken, sweet and sour pork Hong Kong style, sweet and sour prawn, beef in black bean, chicken in black bean, pork in black bean, roast duck Chinese style, roast pork Chinese style, chicken Chinese style, crispy aromatic duck, seaweed, sesame prawn on toast, spicy pork, mixed hors d'oeuvres, chicken and sweet corn soup, chicken noodle soup, hot and sour soup, prawn crackers, chips, salt and chili chips, salt and chili chicken balls, salt and chili Stop. Pork.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Now, they are literally cheering this man like a hero. You should hear them have a chat about it. They're loving it sick after.
All right, let's have a listen.
That, to me, sounded very quick.
I feel like I might have done it just.
In your attempt today, you achieved 40 menu items. Yes!
It's a solid record. You talk about my life being surreal. This has been one of the most surreal moments.
That's talk so about funny. My life being surreal. This is one of the most surreal moments. I love this. Big John.
So I wonder if he's done it in order or if they just go, hey, we don't care where on the menu you're pulling this from. You just need to pull out as many as you can. Because you can hear him go through the categories of the different rices, mm-hmm. the different black chicken. Beans, the different chickens, the different porks, the roast, the styles. What we could do over the next few days is like tomorrow, you can give me a menu from a restaurant across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine. Mm-hmm. Give me a couple hours to like really like do some homework.
Study.
And then give me 30 seconds to see how many I can whip off. And then we'll review it on the show.
Do you think you could do more than 40 in 30 seconds?
I reckon I'd get a bit panicky towards the end. I think I'd get through a big bulk of things that I know.
Yeah.
And then I reckon I could get to 30.
30. That's a big call.
Oh, it's 1 a second. That's heaps.
It's heaps. I mean, I don't.
How do you think you'd go? Because I want both of us to do this.
Well, I think if it was a KFC menu, I know you would absolutely smash it. Same with me at a McDonald's menu. Well, like, no, we're big fans. Like,
KFC, I get the same thing every time. So after upside Zinger Box, no mayo. It's like, but what else can you get?
I mean, look, I think so. I think we give this a crack. I mean, Big John, he can do it. And if Big John can do it, then Big Tim and Dave can.
There we go. Change the name of the show.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.